Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
Better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Wild West. Tom Lydon joins us now, as he does each week at this time, for the ETF of the week. Tom is the editor at ETFtrends.com. And while you can go to that site just to learn more about what Tom is talking about here on the show, or to find ETFs that are trending and that Tom likes, the truth is you can use this site as your launching place for all things ETF. In other words, if you want to build a portfolio, you want to learn how to be a savvy investor, you want to find out what's happening now and what's happening next in the ETF business, well, ETFtrends.com will get it done for you. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter as well. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he's on Money Life. Tom, welcome back.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider S&P Insurance ETF. Ticker symbol KIE.
KIE. It's the Spider S&P Insurance ETF. Insurance. Now, at a point where we've just seen two massive hurricanes, was I supposed to play the loser sounder here, Tom?
No, you know, you probably would have if Irma was that much worse, Chuck, for sure. But I think it's a great way to point out, hey, natural disasters surely can affect industries, especially specific industry groups. And there are a handful of insurance-based ETFs that are out there. But here's the point. We all pay premiums for health insurance, for life insurance, for car insurance, for earthquake and natural disaster insurance. This was one of the worst storms that we've seen in a long, long time. Going into the storm on Friday, insurance companies were crushed, some down almost 10%. However, because the storm wasn't as bad, things have bounced back a bit. It just shows you things can be affected by it, but also we have to know, and when you look at the profitability of insurance companies, they've got a lot of this stuff baked in. So KEI, which really represents a whole variety of different insurance companies, have done a great job of increasing their growth, increasing the stock prices over time. And any time that there's a natural disaster too, look to see what happens with premiums. So even though they may be paying some money out, not as much as they thought, you're going to see a hike in premiums. And that's just par for the course. So as you look at areas of the marketplace, it's just another example, Chuck, how ETFs allow you the ability not just to play the general market from a diversified and a low-cost standpoint, but if you see areas of profitability, sectors that might have an opportunity to do better than others over periods of time, there surely are those opportunities within ETFs.
Is this a case where it's a 200-day moving average play, or is there something else going on here? Because the assumption is that, you know, hey, these were beaten down. You're talking about maybe it's a good entry point for an industry going against the flow.
If everyone thinks one thing, then I say bet the other way.
You know, there's a little bit of contrarian thinking here. Contrarian thinking and 200-day moving averages don't always go together.
Well, that's right. So two things you want to look for. Number one, the 200-day moving average. Number two, fundamentally, is it a asset class? Is it a sector? Is it a country that actually has some things going for it? The other thing is, just on the date that Irma hit Florida, was historically the top of the period of time when you tended to have the worst disasters as far as hurricanes within the Southwest and the Gulf region. So if that, in fact, is the case from a trend standpoint, here going through the rest of the year, storms should start to be calming down. But insurance companies are still charging stiff premiums, and it's likely that they're going to increase premiums based on what they're just going through in Florida. that might be, again, since the trend is in place, we saw a slight correction of 10%. It's bounced back about 4% since then. If you're looking for a sector to maybe enter when it's above its trend line, this might be it.
Insurance companies are part of financial services portfolios. They're part of the S&P 500 and whatever else. Is this a case where we're taking a tilt? Where's the money coming from?
Well, you do, as you say, have a financial services sector within your S&P allocation. So no matter what, if you own funds or ETFs, it's in there already. However, it's a subsegment of financial services. It's not always going to perform the way banks perform that might do differently under different economic arrangements. I don't think we're going to see lower insurance costs anytime soon, not only with property and casualty, but especially in life and health. So if you feel that that trend is going to continue to the upside, here's an opportunity. And I would say do it from a trend following standpoint and maybe do it with cash that you have available. 5% maximum, but here's a nice trend that you might want to follow.
It's the SPIDER S&P Insurance ETF, the KIE, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, great stuff. Thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. And for all things ETF related, check out the site because you'll be able to get information on the pick of the week and anything else that you might want to put into your portfolio in the ETF world. It's ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. All right, this was a great way to start the Thursday, September the 14th edition of Money Life. But a great way to start requires great follow through. And yeah, that's not something you just see on stock charts. It's something that you live here on Money Life. I promise we will follow through with more great stuff. So stay tuned and don't touch a dial or a button or anything else. This is Money Life.